Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 Market podcast where we're going to tell you in the next 5 minutes all the things you need to watch out for as you head into trade today. Well, the battle belongs to the bulls for now. So 3 straight days running, the Nifty has ended in the green. In fact, for 3 days, we've seen FIIs and DIIs, which is foreign and domestic institutional investors, buy in this market. So even yesterday, we saw about 800 crores of buying from FIIs, 31 crores of buying from DIIs. Faith has returned into this market, perhaps because the macros have improved. Crude continues to fall. In fact, yesterday, Brent fell back to $60 a barrel. The rupee has continued to appreciate. So yesterday, we did see the rupee rise to about 70.79 to the dollar. And, this buy on dip strategy is working out, at least for now. Tomorrow is F&O expiry, so it could be very interesting. There could be a lot of intraday volatility. But for today, the SGX Nifty is indicating that the start will be on the upside. Also, global cues are positive. The Dow is up about 108 odd points. There are hopes of a trade truce between the US and China, and that has kept global markets very buoyant. For our own markets, India has been a big outperformer compared to global peers. So in November itself, the MSCI India index is up 7%, while the MSCI emerging market and Asia ex Japan index are up anywhere between 2-3%. So does this outperformance continue? Only time will tell. In case you're looking out for individual stocks, then there was plenty of buying in large cap names yesterday. In fact, Infosys had 500 crores of delivery-based buying. HDFC Bank had 500 crores of delivery-based buying. Lupin could be in focus on the downside because the CFO, Ramesh Swaminathan, has resigned from the company with immediate effect. So keep that in mind. PSU banks are also in focus. The finance ministry has said that there is no plan to infuse more than the budgeted capital into PSU banks this fiscal. Yes Bank, the bad news continues there. Moody's has downgraded Yes Bank's rating to negative. So keep an eye out on that. And finally, Bharti Airtel, the company is looking to raise about 15,000 crores in equity, planning a 30,000 crore war chest over the next 3 tranches. So that's another stock to keep on your radar. But all in all, it is advantage bulls for now. Let's see which way things go. Hope you have a great trading day and keep tuning into CNBC TV 18 for all the market action. Goodbye.